CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
Incorporating exercise in everyone's life is always important, but for people that are underprivileged or living in poverty, it's even more important. And that's why I'm here with Brian McKinnon, the founder of McKinnon's Why Not Anti-Poverty Program Incorporated. Can you tell us, what is your charity?
In September 2002, I was talking to one of my students who had gained a lot of weight, so much so that her back was bending. So I said, "Hey, Steph, what could be done to challenge your weight situation?" And she said, "Well, Miss McKinnon, if I went to the Y." I said, "Wow, what would you do there?" She said, "I'd play racquetball. My two sisters would have to join as well." I didn't kind of follow that up until I got back to school in September, and I asked the three girls who had been bringing themselves up on junk food. Their mom had died of cancer. I asked them, "How was your summer?" And they said, "Boring." So I thought, okay, that's it. So I owned the Downtown Y. I found out that I could sign the three girls up for $7.95 a month. From September 2002 to current time, we've sent thousands of inner city individuals to the Downtown Y, as well as over 300 families. We spent over $500,000 sending underprivileged youngsters and adults to the Downtown Y.
So how else does exercise help people that are underprivileged or living in poverty?
Realize that poverty is a failure of the imagination. So many of the students have, over the years, have indicated why they want to go to the Downtown Y, for example, and that's to do something positive, to get in shape, to stay out of trouble, just to help deal with or prevent diabetes, and to stay away from drugs, to build self-esteem, to feel self-confident, to do better in school, to stay out of jail, and perhaps most poignant of all, which brings tears to eyes, to have something to do, have somewhere safe to go. Donate by emailing myself at b_McKinnon, McKinnon, at hotmail.com.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.